They're burying an American soldier fallen in the cause of freedom.
I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Arm for volley of fire! Up! And fire!
Unto Almighty God, we commend the soul of our brother departed, and we commit his body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in sure and certain hope, the resurrection.
Living 1948, brought to you by NBC and its affiliates, in this week ushered in by Memorial Day, on which we honor our war dead, holds up its radio mirror to reflect the heritage and responsibilities of the living in a drama document entitled
Freedom is a Homemade Thing.
Your narrator, Ben Grauer. Into a hard-earned immortality have marched the dead of all our wars. Their lives an installment upon our freedom and security. For this, by now, we've learned, if nothing else, their sacrifice alone cannot assure us these goals, but only the privilege of continuing to work the soil that nurtures them. In short, from the dead, the mantle passes to us, the living, and ours becomes the ever-present duty of sustaining the heritage they helped pass on. If we fail in this, we fail not only them, but all who helped give that heritage birth. This is a fitting hour, then, inspired by Memorial Day, by the proclamation of our president, that we unite in prayer for peace, to look upon that heritage so deserving of their blood and of our eternal concern, to know what it is, what it means, and our duty to it. Oddly enough, today, this very minute, the whole picture is brought sharply into focus by a single train. Listen as we tell you about it.
Somewhere in the nation today, plunging diesel-driven over land once known only to Shank's mare, horseback, and canoe, moves a traveling shrine, the Freedom Train.
Freedom Train a-comin', comin', comin'. It's that Freedom Train a-comin', comin', comin'. It's that Freedom Train a-comin', comin', comin'. Get on board, oh, get on board.
Godfathered by the U.S. Department of Justice, sponsored by the American Heritage Foundation, the Freedom Train bears a proud burden. 100 documents, more precious than any earth mined treasure. Beginning as we begin with Columbus and pausing with the Charter of the United Nations. To mark, as never has been marked before, man's struggle to wrest from destiny the right to walk the earth with dignity.
As this Freedom Train, in these grave days in the wake of war, stops, as it will, in all the states there are, millions of you will march through its 3 exhibit cars and marvel at what you see. And that is good. But remember, here is not a circus to be received with huzzas and then forgotten, but a lesson, an inspiration, in 3 cars and 100 documents.
Many a thousand, thousand, thousand. It has saved a many a thousand, thousand, thousand. It has saved a many a thousand, thousand, thousand. Get on board, oh, get on board.
And So, as we join the Freedom Train on its journey over the face of this land built with the ideals and practices of democracy, let us discover how some of us, in unnumbered, small, but important ways, are inculcating our youth with the independent spirit, with self-reliance, vision, courage.
Northward roars the Freedom Train from Philadelphia, past newly planted fields not so long ago consecrated by the blood, bones, and flesh of men who fought for freedom. And as it rolls, the wheels seem to chant for all to hear the list of documents they bear.
A letter from Columbus, a Magna Carta, the Pennsylvania Charter, the Declaration of the Nine Colonies.
Through New Jersey, boasting Forge and Trenton, rumbles the Freedom Train, until at last it comes into sight of skyscrapers that would have astonished the most visionful pilgrim, and roars into the nation's most teeming city.
Hey, come on, Daphne. I'll be just skating down to Izzy's corner.
Ah, in a pig's eye. I couldn't race a turtle now.
But what's the matter, you stupid?
Look at my skates. The crazy wheels come off.
Oh, for crying out loud. Why don't you buy some decent skates when you buy them?
Is that my fault? Do I buy my own skates or does my father buy them?
Hey, there's your old man now.
Yeah. Hey, Pop! Pop, my skates broke.
Oh, your skates broke. So?
So fix it.
Oh, how old are you?
Oh, you know how old I am.
13 years old, and you come running to Papa to fix everything.
Well, all I asked
did
is
I raise a dumbbell? She can't do nothing for herself. Look at the skate. What's wrong with it?
What's the matter? You blind? The wheel come off.
Sure, the wheel come off. So when something happens, there's got to be a reason for it, don't there?
Okay, so I lost a metal clip that goes through this hole here and keeps the wheel on. So what could I do about it?
You got another clip?
No, where would I get another?
All right, already, so you haven't got another clip. So what do you do?
What?
You tell me.
Well, I guess I gotta find something else that'll hold the wheel in.
Right, she is, after all. Now, what's almost as small as the clip that'll go in that hole on your skate?
A nail.
So what are you wasting my time for?
Well, I don't have any nails.
Hey, think again. Where can you get a nail? What do nails come off of?
Boxes?
Boxes. That's one thing. Good. Now, who's got boxes?
Izzy. Down to Izzy's store. Izzy's a good guy. You give me a nail and I can fix the skate myself.
Sure, that's the idea. Darling, don't come to Papa for everything. Use the noodle. Or when you grow up to be a lady, you'll have to run to everybody to think for you. I don't want no daughter that can't think for herself.
Yeah, okay, Papa. Hey, Violet, come on. I'll run you down to Izzy's to get a nail.
Okay.
It will save a many more thousands.
A small thing, you say, teaching a child to fix a skate for herself? Of such small things is self-reliance made. Of such small teachings is a thinking, independent woman, invaluable to any future body of citizens made of the raw stuff we call a girl.
Get on board, oh, get on board.
Into New England now, alive with the green of a new spring, plunges the Freedom Train, carrying to the land of those who gave them birth the mementos of democracy.
Paul Revere's commission as official messenger to the Committee of Safety.
The Mayflower Compact.
The Bay Psalm Book.
The Crisis by Tom Paine.
This, then, is New England.
So, Father, I've decided not to study law.
Not to study law?
That's right, Father. I know you're not going to like it, but I'm going on to do what I want to do.
But, Jonathan,
I'm going west and study radiobiology.
Never heard of it. Won't hear of it.
Now, Sammy, we'll give Jonathan a chance to...
Young man, every male in this family for the last 3 generations has gone to Harvard, studied law, and taken his place in the firm. Do you mean to tell me...
I do, Father.
Oh, now, Samuel.
Please, dear, I'll attend to this. Doesn't a tradition that has been sustained for 50 years mean anything to you?
Well, not when it interferes with something that means more.
Oh, Jonathan doesn't mean to be disrespectful, dear. It's just
Mother's right, Dad. There's nothing wrong with law or your firm.
How generous of you.
It's just that, well, I don't want any part of anything my heart isn't in.
I see. What do you suppose your great-grandfather Silas would say to that?
He'd probably say, go to it.
Grandfather Silas?
Well, why not? If you'll remember, Grandfather Silas's father wanted him to be a sea captain like he was.
Who told you that?
You did.
Oh. Well, I wish I hadn't.
Grandfather Silas wouldn't have any part of it. He didn't want to be the fifth generation to go to sea. He wanted to be the first generation to study law.
What is this thing you want to study?
Radiobiology. It's a new field, Father, that's come out of the studies of atomic energy.
Radiobiology.
Samuel, this is an important step for John. Maybe he's not making the choice you and I would like to see him make. But I think, don't you, dear, that he has a right to decide on how he wants to spend his life, regardless of how you or all the other Willards decided to spend yours.
Well, Father?
Well, imagine having a radiobiologist in the family.
It has carried us to freedom, freedom, freedom.
Freedom of thought. Freedom of action. Freedom to challenge even tradition itself and put it to the test. Only by instilling such qualities in our children can democracy grow in this world of living values.
Get on board, oh, get on board.
West now in the path of the pioneers roars the freedom train, heavy with simple meaning.
Virginia's ratification of the Bill of Rights.
Once over the rugged Appalachian backbone of the East, the train, wandering among the rolling Ohio hills, comes to a stop in small town America.
Why, Judy. Judy, dear, what's the matter?
I didn't make it.
Didn't make what, dear?
The school orchestra.
Why, I didn't even know you were...
I had my heart set on it. I practiced the piano every day.
But I thought...
Just so I could make it. Just so I'd be the one they chose. But they chose Gladys Wiggin. Oh, Mom, I'll never play the piano again.
Oh, Judy. Judy, dear, look at me.
I don't want to look at anybody.
Look. Now listen.
What?
You failed.
I know it. That's what hurt.
But did anyone ever tell you you could fail forward?
Fail forward?
Exactly.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, you ask anybody that ever got anywhere. They failed lots of times. But each failure moved them one step forward. And do you know why?
No.
Because each failure was like a, well, a finger post that pointed to the right path.
Oh, you mean that...
You failed today. But in failing, you learned why you weren't as good as Gladys Wiggin, who won. Oh. Now you can sit around and weep, or you can remember what you've learned, and...
And you can fail forward.
Yes, dear. As someone said, the only time you don't fail... is the last time you try something and it comes out all right. Well, where are you going?
Oh, gosh. I got some time before dinner. I think I'll practice a little bit.
That's a good girl.
To teach that success comes not full-grown as a miracle, but painfully into being. Here is a lesson upon which sound futures are built. For only upon sturdy wings can democracy soar.
Now, stretching before the freedom train, the great plain lies with crops aborning. Corn, wheat, oats, barley, fattening hogs, solemn cattle, and farmhouses where once stood houses of log, born of the very papers aboard the speeding shrine.
Washington's letter entitled, To Bigotry, No Sanction, Lauren's Attack on Slavery. The 19th Amendment extending the right of suffrage to women.
Yes, here too the freedom train brings again the spirit of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Lee. to the men who husband our soil.
George Dungeon?
Yes, Dad. Cattle are in, hogs fed.
Fine. Now let's us put on the feed bag.
Okay, Dad.
What's bothering you, son? Anything wrong?
Oh, it's just that, well, I've been thinking, Dad.
Well, there's no law against that.
I don't want to stay with you on the farm.
What, sir?
I want to get me a hold of a harvester and go south.
I'm surprised, son.
Look, Dad, I figured it all out. I got some money put away, what Uncle Lem left me.
Yeah, but that's for when you're ready to settle down, son.
With what I can borrow, that'll get me a harvesting machine. I can hitch it to our Jeep, if you let me borrow it, and follow the harvest. By the end of the summer, I'll bet I can make what I paid for it twice over.
Yeah, but look here.
Do that a couple of summers, and I'll have all the money I need to go to agricultural school.
Then what?
Then I'm going into it in a big way. Have my own farm, but also five or six harvesters and a whole crew, and a...
Go on.
Oh, I guess I'm just dreaming, Dad. You'll need me here next summer.
Son, never be afraid to dream big dreams.
Dad.
Don't blame me for not being satisfied with what I got to offer you. Trouble with me is, I dreamt big dreams just like you're doing now, but just never did nothing about them.
You mean?
If you're willing to be bold, son, if you really mean to do something about your dream, instead of being satisfied just with the dreaming of it like I was...
Dad.
Count me in.
Oh, Dad, you're a... Well, you're one.
Right now, I'm a hungry man. Come on. Mother's waiting supper.
To dream big. To have the courage to match their dreams. If we raise children like these, then truly we've raised men to match our mountains. Now over the challenging desert, into the lowlands pockmarked with cattle and sheep, into the looming Rockies, the freedom train hastens westward, and the towering sequoias that saw the trek of the pioneers look down at their written monuments passing.
Theodore Roosevelt's promise of a free Cuba,
President Truman's proclamation of the independence of the Philippines,
the first inaugural address of Woodrow Wilson,
the United Nations Charter.
High among the Douglas fir, the freedom train rests for the night. And not far off, a girl speaks into a telephone.
Well, you can tell whoever's in charge of the rules that if the sorority is too good for Natalie Bronski, it's not good enough for me. I resign.
Well, what's going on here?
I just resigned from the sorority.
What?
They wouldn't let me put up my girlfriend Natalie's name for membership.
How come?
Oh, because her family wasn't born here, probably. That's the real reason.
What reason did they give you?
Some rule, they said, is in the charter about you have to come from a family with standing in the community.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you, Mary.
But, Daddy, you wouldn't want me to belong to a group like that, would you?
Oh, I'm proud of the way you feel, but I'm not proud of the way you acted.
What do you mean?
Why, you just quit, that's what you did. I never did go for a quitter.
What else could I do?
Fight.
Fight? How?
Just because a thing is so doesn't make it right, Mary. Where would this country have been if we all believed that?
You mean...
You think Natalie's as good as anyone else?
Well, of course.
So do I. And if it were I wouldn't let any stupid rule like that try to tell me I was wrong. I'd do my darndest to change it.
Change it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a member of the Rules Committee. We never really had anything to do.
So?
I could make them call a meeting of that committee.
Sure.
Force them to give the whole thing an airing, put it to a vote, and amend the charter. I'll show them.
Sure you will.
Just because a thing is so doesn't make it right.
Now you're talking like my daughter.
That seed, too, we can plant in young minds. Nothing in life, as Lincoln Steffens once said, has been done the way it should be. The whole world is full of things to do over. Only with such planting can America reap an unlimited harvest.
What that I see yonder coming, coming, coming.
Onward flies the freedom train, on and on, bearing foremost among others one simple message.
That a continent spanned is not enough. That a nation born of freedom can only grow if the spirit of freedom is the prime heritage of its future.
Get on board, oh, get on board.
Today, as our American concept of democracy stands challenged as a vital force by nation after nation, as we unite to heed the call of the Congress and the President to pray for everlasting peace, the survival of this great heritage for which more than 300,000 Americans so recently gave their lives in the battlefield depends more than ever before upon what you do in your home, at your fireside. Do not only to keep alive the spirit of our hallowed documents yourself, but to plant the seeds of freedom in your children.
Plant ideas like think for yourself. Plant a will unafraid to challenge and to test tradition. Plant personal courage. Plant vision and the strength to match it. Plant a questioning mind in the cause of justice.
For freedom doesn't really reside in documents, nor is guaranteed alone by those who die to sustain them. Rather, it lives in those who apply them. Indeed, freedom is everybody's job. This, then, it appears to us, is the gist of what rides embraced on the freedom train between the letter of Columbus and the UN Charter.
Freedom is a homemade thing.
Yes, freedom is a homemade thing. Through our everlasting awareness of this single fact, our dead will live forever.
It's that freedom train a-coming, coming, coming. It's that freedom train a-coming, coming, coming. It's that freedom train a-coming, coming, coming. Get on board.
Living 1948 is prepared and presented for the University of the Air by an NBC public affairs staff under the supervision of Wade Arnold, with scripts written by Lou Hazem, technical advice by Jane Tiffany Wagner, music conducted by Milton Katims. Your narrator was Ben Grauer. Songs were arranged and sung by the noted American folk singer Tom Glaser. The program was directed by James Harvey. We invite you to keep abreast of the issues facing us in this election year by joining us next week when we'll make time available for another of the declared candidates for the presidency, Henry A. Wallace of the New Party. This program came to you from our studios in Radio City, New York. Robert Warren speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.